Thing.
Are we gonna restart the whole stream?
No. Twitch. Wait. Broadcast yourself.
Wait. So the podcast is still going.
Yes. Oh. Okay. All right. Well, who cares?
Back to business. So we just had some audio issues and now we don't. What a weird start.
It's all right.
Probably among the bottom 10 Swine Before Pearls startings.
Bottom 10.
Sorry. Anyway. This week, we are talking about the road trip that we went on in
2021.
Yes.
Wow, is that really 2021?
It was. Huh. Yeah. But, you know, we would have gotten in trouble if it was 2020.
Yeah.
But no, we went to California, and it was a beautiful trip, and we're here to tell you the story.
The end.
The end. That's the whole story.
No, I can't remember what... Can't remember what exactly transpired. I think I was just... You were back from college, right?
For a while. Yeah.
Hadn't you finished and graduated, though?
Yes, I had finished and graduated.
Okay, so you'd been back from college.
For probably like 6 months.
I can't remember what you were doing exactly with your life.
So I was a 911 operator. That was the time.
That's right.
Yes.
Trent has a big fancy job.
Dude, I was a big boy.
I was unemployed.
Yeah.
And that's a noble profession.
Yeah. You were just being a sad boy all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I remember. So it was like after COVID, we weren't talking as much.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a drop off there.
Yeah, there was a bit of a drop off. I think I had tried to text you once and you didn't respond.
That sounds about like me.
Pretty classic move. And then I was going home from work. It was a stressful day. And I was like, you know what? I bet if I call Joel, it'll work better. And it did.
Yeah.
So I called you up.
So Trent calls me up. He says, let's hang out. So we're hanging out. I think we're hanging out in my basement. And we were just talking about life. Here's the thing. I was kind of losing my mind back then.
He was. He was doing some not good things with his life.
I couldn't speak real well. I remember looking at a tree that day, and I saw all the moss on the tree, and I figured out that tree was a symbol for life. So I was really excited about that, because that was like the first time I had felt... I was like trying so hard to feel good about myself or feel anything. And so I was like really excited, and I was just talking to Trent about this tree that I'd seen. I'm sure it didn't make any sense. I think I talked to him like 35 minutes straight, just rambling on. And then we kept talking, and then it was like, hey, I want to go somewhere. I want to go and just do something different. And Trent was like, hey, I want to go somewhere and do something different too. And it was like, well, why don't we go on a road trip sometime? You know, it was kind of like this future thing.
It's the old classic, let's do the thing. Let's start a podcast.
Which is funny, because I feel like a lot of people, when they talk about, oh, let's do a road trip, it's always down the road sometime. Yeah. I feel like people don't say, that was quite possibly one of the most spontaneous things I'd ever done in my life, if I really think about it. Because it was truly unplanned from the very start. It was just, well, why do we have to wait? Let's just go in the... I don't know. Wasn't it like 48 hours or something we did a turnaround?
Something like that. Yep.
It was
quick turnaround.
Crazy.
This was actually... So this was after I got fired from the 911 job.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So you had just lost your job. I was an alcoholic. And it's perfect. That's how all good buddy films start.
One of us loses our job. One of us is an already unemployed alcoholic.
Yeah. And there's nothing, that's the best thing about, that's life. That is life. That's life in a nutshell.
That's beautiful.
So the cards were all together for a trip to California.
Yeah. Then the best part was, we were hanging out the day before we were going to leave. And I remember you had this one cogent thought at the forefront of your mind. What if we invited Gabe?
Yeah.
And Gabe was a student. He was in school.
Yeah, Gabe was the only one doing anything worthwhile with his life. So there's us two dirtbags. I mean, I was going through in my mind a list of people that we could bring on this trip. And like most people I was thinking about, they're married, they're employed, you know. And here is this one guy, and it was just like, you know what? I think we can, let's just call him. So we call Gabe, and it's literally, it was literally such a short turnaround. It was like, hey, dude, you want to go to California for a week? We're leaving like tomorrow. I think we left that the next day, like late for a trip. We started at like three or four or something.
So it was dipping into the evening.
Yeah. So we call Gabe, and Gabe says, well, I got some tests. I have like exams that I have to do, but I'm pretty sure I can just do them online. And that was kind of the beauty, I guess, of the school online age was, you know, even though schools were back in session, a lot of them were kind of like, show up if you want to.
Yeah, they were hybrid.
So Gabe was in, and that was perfect, because it was like, that was that third piece, because I think we could have had fun, but just having that extra person in there added in so much more to our dynamic that it was like perfect amount.
It was a beautiful thing. And Gabe, the funny thing is that both of us knew Gabe like kind of independently. Like we had never hung out with Gabe at the same time.
Yeah. Never hung out with him at the same time. So yeah, we literally did the quickest turnaround. I don't even remember what I packed for that trip. I don't remember what you packed for that trip. I think you like ran home and you were like, okay, I'm going to grab some stuff.
That's how I always pack though. That's par for the course.
Pretty much. So Trent runs home, grabs clothes, and then we're loading up. So I used to drive this minivan, and it's kind of iconic. It's this gold minivan with a bed in the back.
If you've seen the cover for Good Kid, Mad City, the one with the minivan, because there's a couple different versions. It's the same one, but gold.
It was gold. It had a bed in the back. It had like a dream catcher in it. I mean, it was, that thing was the perfect vehicle for a road trip. Like that was the best voyage I'd ever done with that thing.
Yep. And we always had somebody laying on the bed in the back.
Yeah. So you could have somebody sleeping, you could have two people up front driving and talking, and you could keep swapping out. So we leave, Gabe gets there, and we're on.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of ready to get out the door. We're backing out, and something a little special happens.
Oh yeah, I totally scraped the side of my dad's car on the way out.
And they told you not to.
Yeah, they were like, Joel, don't hit the car on the way out, as like a joke. And then I hit the car on the way out. I think that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was out of it, man.
Dude,
they
watched you, or like they watched it happen. And you were like, oh, what can I do to fix this? And they said, just go.
Yeah, they were like, just go. So we were already off to a great start. I'm thinking about this now, and I'm realizing that I feel like I'd never pull something like this ever again. Like, it's a great trip, but like how poorly planned it was. Like, I think it was just a great state of my mind where it was like, I have no plans for anything, but I know people, and I'm just going to call on people to make things happen for me until we get somewhere.
Yeah. Well, the plan was almost like, you know, worst case scenario, we'll sleep in the car.
Yeah. The plan was I wanted to put my toes in the water. Classic California trip. I wanted to put my toes in the water. Didn't know where we were going to stay going, you know, had no idea. So that was like something we're planning out kind of as we're driving.
Yeah. And luckily my parents were like, hey, you know, your cousin lives in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Why don't you call her husband up?
Yeah.
And talk to them about staying the night in New Mexico.
Yeah. And I think that the ride to New Mexico, it didn't feel real. It wasn't like it Because that's a beefy journey. Like going from Colorado to California, I don't care who you are. If you're driving over like 18 hours or something, that's a beefy journey. Like, so we were on our way over and it didn't hit me what we were doing yet. You know, yeah. I wasn't settled into the experience. It was like, okay, we're driving.
Yeah,
that's kind of driving.
That's kind of how things start, though. You know, you kind of have to let your mind ease into the idea of what you're doing.
It was this great plunge, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. I didn't know how you guys felt about it. I was like, do they want to be here on this trip? Like,
I wanted to be there.
They're doing this, but yeah. So we drove, and it was a pretty. I think that first leg of the journey, driving wise, was pretty uneventful.
Yeah, not much to say.
You know, it was just kind of your standard drive to New Mexico, which isn't too far from Colorado, and we got to your cousin's house.
Yep, and so we get there. You know, they're super nice, super hospitable,
great people.
Say, "Do you want to eat breakfast with us, or just kind of leave?" And I was in the mindset of, "We gotta go. We gotta go crazy. We're gonna just drive straight to California. We're gonna get there early and have the best time possible."
Yeah.
And you guys were kind of like, "Oh, we could eat some breakfast. We could do that."
Yeah, we could kind of ease our way. And this is New Mexico for you, man. We got there and they were like, "Hey, take the garage door opener out of your van." And I was like, "Why?" And it's like, "Cause people break into your van and try to steal it so they can open garages." So I was like, "Okay, this is New Mexico. Like, we're on our way."
Yeah.
And that first night, I slept so terribly that first night. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, I think we all did, because they had pet rats, which we were in their living room, and the rats were in the same room as us.
Yeah.
They were going ham all night.
And that's the thing, is rats are nocturnal. So when we were going to bed, they were just getting up and they were scritching and scratching, and I am like very uncomfortable. I'm just sleeping on a floor. I'm like looking around. I didn't quite know what was going on. So not a great night's sleep. And then the funny thing I'll remember is your cousin's husband, when we were leaving, he was like, "Oh, let me make you guys coffee." And it was like, "Oh yeah, sure. We'll take some coffee on our way out." And I was just assuming, like, throw it in the old percolator, some Folgers, and, you know, send these boys on their way. And he was doing like hand pours with the circles, and it was like making this much coffee per minute. It was like such a kind gesture, but it was like, time wise, it was,
yeah. Well, it wasn't just that. They like gave us like a 3-course meal for breakfast, man. Too.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That was pretty wild.
Yeah, it was very generous of them.
But I think after that, it was like, okay, we're on our way, we're on the road, and so we're still texting people. So I met these people from, one of my buddies got married, and he went to college in California, and I was at his wedding like a couple weeks before this. So I'd met all these people from California. So I'm like texting him, and Trent's pouring into his contacts. Gabe's just kind of along for the ride.
He didn't have the connections, like, that
Gabe,
we did.
Gabe provided moral support and driving, but he was, you know, he wasn't playing in anything. And so Trent's like, you were like, "Oh, I know," because Trent went to school in Arizona, and that was one of the next places we were heading through, was to Arizona. So we were going from New Mexico to Arizona, and Trent says, "Hey, I know this dude from Arizona that I went to school with."
Yeah. Well, it was kind of weird, too, because it wasn't just like I texted this dude individually. It was like, "Hey, I'm going," I texted my old group chat. I was like, "Hey, I'm going to Arizona. Anybody want to let my buddies and I stay with you?" And, I remember he was just like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." It was like, okay. Like, I didn't know if he was the sort of person who would go for that. So I was like, "Yeah, this is cool." I actually threatened to start a podcast with him too.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a better podcast than this one.
Yeah. Well, it was There were also plans for it to be intentionally unhinged.
Okay.
Where we really tried not to be unhinged for a while.
Yeah. We did our best. Yeah, so we show up at this dude's house, and it was a nice house. You know,
it was.
I'd never stayed in Arizona before. It's like got a very deserty feel to it, you know, sleeping on the floor. Guys, like, and here's the thing. I'm not a great, like, Super Smash Bros. Player, and for a lot of males my age, that's, like, a good sign of what you're worth. So, like, first thing we get there, like, the Switch gets whipped out, and these rounds of Smash Bros. Start, and I'm just not good, you know?
Because
this is Trent's deal, because you were both, like, professional or semi.
We weren't professional, but we played in tournaments.
Competitively.
And we were collegiate athletes for
Smash
Bros. Smash
Bros.
Yeah,
athletes.
That's right. That's my big flex.
And then his mom said, "By the way, I have like a whole case of Trulies in here. Help yourself." So that was the best part of that for me, man.
I don't remember that.
Oh, dude,
but I'm sure you do.
Dude, I was sneaking back there like every 10 minutes or something. I was popping one of those, and I was like. You know, I'm not good at Smash or nothing, but I can sure enjoy my time while I'm here.
Oh, that's the secret.
So I was nice and toasty while we were there. And then, and then we're sleeping on this floor. And the first thing I hear when my eyes start to go to bed is this bird. Bird starts scratching on its cage. And it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, we were ready again for the sequel of A Sleepless Night.
Oh, man, it was pretty funny. But yeah, super appreciative of him and his mom. And his mom was telling us about weather, how the government controls the weather.
Yeah,
were you a part of that conversation?
No.
Okay. So I think it was Gabe and I were a part of that conversation. But she was like, pulled us aside and we were just talking. And she was like, well, you know, the government controls the weather, right? They have these like hydron collider. I don't know what the terminology is, but she was like, I've seen them before, and they, you know, the government controls rain patterns and all this stuff. And like super nice, like suburban mom. And then she just starts talking like this. And then she was like, hey, I started a business. Would you like some of my samples for like sunscreen? And we said, sure.
Well,
and
no, it wasn't sunscreen. It was like the
oh, yeah.
Little water bottle.
It was like water bottle packets. And then Gabe turned to me and he was like, dude, I hope you know that this is like an MLM thing. Like she doesn't actually own the business. And I was like, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
So,
but super nice lady,
super nice lady. Anybody who offered me unlimited booze is, is a saint in my book.
It's the money move.
So we are kicking around Arizona.
Oh yeah. We visited my sister and her now husband.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they were engaged at the time.
No, they were just dating. And so we went on like a hike with them and it was all nice. I think this was the morning. This was when we got into Arizona.
Yeah. Okay. So we're skipping around.
We're skipping
a little
around,
bit.
But we'd gotten into Arizona and then I had the worst dining experience of my entire life.
that was wild. You know, we still talk about that. We like it's an inside joke of like, can I get a Coors Light?
Coors Light. Yeah. No, so I was watching an Avalanche game with Quinn at this bar in Manitou Springs, and he was like, "Can I get a Coors Light?" And I turned. So I'll let you in on the joke, all the audience who doesn't know on the joke. But so we gone on this hike through Arizona. It's like May-ish time. No, it's like March. So it's you know, it's kind of the down season. It's still hot. You know, we do some good hiking, do some good miles. And then they say, oh, Quinn and Emily say, oh, there's this great place we got to go eat. And I was like, okay, it's called Breakfast Bitch. And it's like, all right. And that's, I don't know. That's very standard for trendy millennial.
It was like a very gentrification restaurant.
It was like in your face, you know, we are Breakfast Bitch. We're trendy. And it's like, okay, so we go there and this is like during COVID. So there's no wait staff. You know, there's one poor lady, like, basically, I'm pretty sure running half the kitchen, the bar, and the cab.
She was going wild.
And so we get there, and I'm like, can I have a Coors Light, please? And they were like, we don't have Coors Light. And I thought that was, like, a reasonable request. You know, that's a pretty standard beer. And they said, no, we don't have Coors Light. We have ice cream beer.
No, popsicle beer.
Popsicle beer. That's all we have. We have popsicle beer. So I got popsicle beer. I'm pretty sure those were like 10 bucks a pop. I had three of them.
But they were not good.
No, dude. It was bad, man. And that's a problem. Like, it's great. You know, I don't waste my money on that stuff anymore, which is fantastic. But that was one of my big qualms is like, how they try to sell alcohol. It's like, this is super special. It tastes like a popsicle. And then
it's just crappy beer.
It's just like, you just took crappy beer and you added some flavor to it and you're acting like you reinvented the wheel. So what did you get while we were there?
I got a popsicle beer for sure.
You got a popsicle beer.
And then
I had the lobster mac.
I don't remember what I had. I think whatever I had, I was kind of disappointed because you guys were kind of raving about the lobster
Dude,
mac.
And the thing is, this is like a dirtbag trip. Like, this is spending very little money.
I think I spent a total of like $300 over the whole trip.
Yeah, this is spending. And by the way, this entire trip was paid for by the government because I had just gotten my stimulus check.
For you, it was.
Yeah. So
my stimulus check got lumped in with my parents.
And they didn't give it to
they
you.
They didn't give it to me.
They're like, we raised you. This is ours.
Yep.
No, so I had that stimmy money. I was rolling off of Daddy Warbucks, and I was like, sure, I'll have a popsicle beer. I don't care. It's sure, I'll have the lobster mac, man. I'm living large here.
I love you, man.
But yeah, it took the whole dining experience probably took about 2 hours.
Yeah, it was so painful because we hardly got any service. And it's like you couldn't be mad.
Yeah, you got to be mad at management. And so... Yeah, the poor lady was overwhelmed, and then the check came. It wasn't split, and it was just like, all right, let's just all go in on this. Everybody Venmo me. And then I watched a guy OD on crack in the alleyway on our way out.
Dude, that's the classic Phoenix move. When I went to Phoenix for college, you'd see just the wildest stuff in the city, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, there was one time we were just driving away from the Target, and I saw probably the most – brutal, visceral fight I'd ever seen in my life. They were like going at each other. Some dude got like knocked to the ground. They were fighting.
It was insane. It's a crazy experience because I remember they had this little like this garden party like art film watching on like the TV. I think it was Kermit the Frog actually. I think they were having like a watch party of the Muppets in this like garden in the alley or something like that. And it was this super gentrified experience. And then just on the other side of the alley, it's like, yeah, that dude is done for. Like, they're popping out the Narcan, man. Like, I was like, yo, Phoenix is wild.
Yo, Phoenix is absolutely
Phoenix
wild.
Phoenix is wild, man. It's just the desert out there, dude. It's like, God bless you if you live out there, but shoot, couldn't be me.
Yeah.
But
we made our way over to California and
yeah. And that was one of the things that you came the most clutch in on was, so I wanted to go to Yosemite and go to Mecca. And, we were just planning on, I don't know, showing up and hoping for the best or something. And Trent was like, hey, we have these family friends that have a cabin out there.
Yeah,
and it's a bed and breakfast,
but
and we can stay there.
Shara Lee, a legend, listens to the podcast.
God bless
weekly
you,
listener. Love you, Shara Lee.
God bless you.
Absolute legend.
Seriously,
we love Shara Lee.
That was great.
Also, random side note, her brother.
Yeah.
Because out of all the content I've made, because I used to have like a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah.
He's been my most consistent viewer.
Nice.
So, yeah, he used to watch my YouTube channel.
We got the homies.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fun little task. Go and find my YouTube channel. Make me regret everything I've ever done.
I've scrubbed my YouTube channel from the face of existence.
That's a wise
That's a
man.
Weapon, man. If people find out you made a YouTube channel when you were younger, that's a weapon.
Yeah, well,
people will pull that out.
I'm not going to say too much, but Joel has some cancelable stuff on his old YouTube channel.
It's a good thing that I don't have that anymore. But yeah, dude, we're at this super nice bed and breakfast and, you know, just with the sweetest people imaginable.
Oh, yeah. They let us stay there for free.
We had a hot tub. I couldn't believe it. And that was the moment I had where it was like, this trip is just coming together perfectly and at such little effort on our own. All we're doing is calling people and chatting with people, and people are just opening doors for us. And it's not like we're out here for a good reason. it's not like, oh, I'm sorry your family member died and you have to. It's like, here's three dirtbags that just decided, hey, we want to go to California and look at the ocean.
And we know one of them.
Yeah. So so that was a great trip.
Yeah. You were being sneaky there.
Yeah.
That was the time when Joel was like, oh, we'll get some margaritas.
Yeah.
We'll get some margaritas.
I slipped Trent a fast one. So now that I'm in recovery, it's all funny.
Yeah.
But Trent, we went to the store and it was like, oh, we should get a couple of brews for the hot tub. And I was like, oh, let me pick them out. And I got those like canned margaritas that are like 9%. Didn't tell Trent, just handed him like it was beer. And Trent's in there and like he's like, dude, I think
that was actually Gabe. He was like, dude, these are like 9%.
Yeah. Trent's like, oh man, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I was rather surprised. I was like, man, my tolerance is not good.
No, man. You were pretty goofy. That was a pretty goofy night. So,
man,
that
Joel,
was good goofball time.
Can't believe you did it.
Dude, I had a problem. Like, literally any chance I got, I would make the most of it.
Dude.
It was like, oh, after we go hike through Yosemite, let's go do a nice beer tasting. And I'm like on the menu looking for like, what is 11% and something I can get a lot of.
But I was still like, what's a good drink to try? I don't know.
Oh man, it was easy. God bless you guys. You guys were easy people to like sneak drinks around because
we were enabling bad behavior.
You were enabling bad. No, but I was enabling my.
That's
bad
true.
Behavior.
You were. But, we were oblivious to bad behavior.
Yosemite was great. The chick running the counter was super cute.
Yeah, we had kind of a spiritual experience. Actually, you guys did. I just kind of watched as it happened.
Yeah. So we went in. We went into Yosemite. I'd never been to Yosemite before, and Gabe really wanted to go to Yosemite, and it was just inspiring. And it was a great season to go because it was March. There wasn't a lot of people. It was kind of a dead time, honestly, compared to normal Yosemite. And I just cried, and Gabe cried too, and we just had a good cry because we were looking at these rocks. And I was in the spot in my life where I needed to be there and see that and be like, you know, look how big these rocks are compared to me. Look at like all this stuff towering around me. And I'm so worried about my problems. And I'd continue to be worried about my own problems, but that was a good moment of reflection for sure.
A moment of relief.
And we hiked the Yosemite Falls, which was recommended to us.
Oh yeah. Beautiful hike.
Beautiful hike. I feel bad because Gabe and I kind of just threw Trent into that one.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal is you guys kind of threw me to the wolves and were just like, follow us. And I'm like, not really that active at the time.
No, you're in much better shape now than you were you were in Yosemite. Because you were a bit of a couch potato at the time.
I certainly was. You know? Now I'm a little built different.
And it wasn't like I was in great shape either. Yeah. I look at myself and I was like, dude, you're kind of fat in the face, man. Like I was nice and round, but I always have that kind of like.
Dude, I actually remember that. I remember going back and I was like, Joel's rounded out a bit. Yeah.
Joel's getting fat. Why better myself when I can just bring people down with
me? Yeah, I was like huffing and puffing, and then you guys were like, okay, let Trent lead.
Yeah.
And I had my struggles. And then The moment hit. The Trent moment.
Yeah.
Sometimes my brain turns off.
Yep.
And everything hits different. So after about 30 minutes, I was powering through. And we were zooming past like all these people.
We were doing good time on that.
And there were like we would pass these people and they'd be like, "Oh, to be young."
Yeah. Yeah, everyone was really like horrible, like in a nice way, but people were like, "Just wait till your knees go out when you're 30." And it's like, "Dude, like can we enjoy this?" My favorite thing, there's two favorite parts I had of that. And it was Gabe was wearing Chacos the entire time. Classic Colorado guy move. And the Hawaiian shirts. Like, and this is March. It was pretty cold.
It was
pretty cold. And so it was so funny because everyone else was like way more decked out for this than us. And we just were whatever.
We had our shirts open. We were powering through.
And there was this guy and he had a shirt with a bear on it. And he was struggling his way up and he was like, "Boy, I hope I see bears." And like that was his thing. He was the bear guy. And he was like talking to people on the trail and just like walking up to random people when we got to the top. He was like, "So I was in Yellowstone this one time and I saw this bear." And he was like, "Have you ever seen bears?" And he was just like,
wasn't he also just taking pictures with random people?
Yeah, he would be like, "Hey, get my picture." Odd duck. I wonder where he is right now in his life.
He's probably still looking for bears.
But being on top of those falls was so cool.
It was beautiful.
Like, dude, I hope you realize, like, Yosemite is not like that, like, most of the year, especially now. And because when we were going on a low time in COVID, and it's so hard to even get in that park.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we just walked up to the door and were, like, parked and started walking. It was great.
Yeah, and it was really beautiful when we got to the top, and like the trees were covered in moss and the ground was covered in snow. Yeah. It was like this beautiful contrast.
Just kind of sitting on the ledge and just staring down at the valley below, and
yeah, we peaked then.
It was a really cool experience. That's a great way to do a national park trip.
And oh yeah.
It wasn't even like, "Oh, we have to go do everything. We have to go see everything." It was like, "We're going to go, we're going to hike, we're going to enjoy our time."
We did exactly what we wanted to when we wanted to.
It was perfect. And then it was like, "All right, you guys ready to go back and get some sleep and, you know, get beer?" Yeah. So, that was a great part of that trip. And then we went to our boy
Mike,
man.
Mike, a legend.
Shout out to Mike.
We love
Mike. So Mike is one of the California guys I met at the wedding, my buddy's wedding. And Mike is just a stand-up dude. He's just salt of the earth guy. And I didn't know him that well. like I dropped him off at the airport and we had like a super deep conversation. And I'm like, "I mess with this guy. This guy's legit." And he was like, "Anytime you're in California, come see me." And I took that literally because I'm like 2 weeks, and it was perfect because he wasn't really doing anything, and he was like, "Yeah, you guys can come stay at my house and I'll have everything and I'll show you around San Francisco." And it was like, we weren't really planning on, we didn't have any like hard sightseeing plans.
No,
so it was like
we were just kind of ready to vibe.
So we show up at Mike's house and I didn't give a lot of context for Mike. So just this big dude walks out. He's got a German Shepherd and he's driving a sports car. And Gabe turned to me and he was like, "Joel, what does Mike do?" And I'm like, "Don't worry about it."
Do we still not know what Mike does?
I think he's a lawyer now. Oh. He's trying to become a lawyer.
Yo, that's what, that would explain it. A lawyer in California.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, so Mike's got all the stuff for us. We put all our bags down and he's like, "All right, you guys ready to go to the city?" And it was like, "Sure." So we're ripping through, man. Like it was a Dodge Daytona, which is like this specialty. I think it's a specialty Camaro. It's like a very specialized Camaro. Like people would stop and like comment on the car while we were in traffic, and it was crazy, and we'd just go through these tunnels and ripping through.
Oh, yeah. He was a very California driver.
Very California driver. And then Gabe turns to me again, and he says, "Joel," he was like, "Do you realize I've always wanted to see San Francisco? Like, this is one of..." And this wasn't even in our plans.
No.
And Gabe's like, I've always wanted to see San Francisco. And it's like, holy crap, dude. Like, we're,
yeah, here we go.
Like, we're just making this up, man. Like, we're just we're just trying to, like, get by here and not sleep in a cardboard box tonight. And
San Francisco is crazy, dude.
It's a weird place, man.
Yeah, because we were, like, crossing this bridge to get over into San Francisco. Not the San Francisco bridge.
Yeah, not the Golden Gate.
Not the Golden Gate. But we were just crossing over this bridge, and it was like traveling into a different world, like this sci-fi sort of experience.
Yeah,
and there's like all these machines and like just crazy stuff going on. And then you drive in, and the skyscrapers are huge. You're just looking up, and like you can't even fathom how big it is from the car, because you can't even see how high these skyscrapers go.
I think that's one of the few times I've felt like a yokel, you know? Like, we think we're big stuff out here in Colorado, but then you go to, like, a big city, and we're like, man, we're just, like, a bunch of hicks, man. Like we don't got nothing. Man,
yeah, Denver is not the same.
Denver's nothing, and so we're just ripping through San Francisco, and he's like, all right, guys, what do you want to do? And it's like, where do you want to take us? And he's like, all right, so he shows us literally the entire city in the span of 4 hours. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hits the main spots. Like, we're at the Full House. You know, we're going up that crazy steep hill.
We went to Naboo.
They filmed, and that was cool. We've touched on that in podcast episode before, but, you know, they filmed scenes of Theed in San Francisco there. And that was just such a treat. Like, it was like,
oh yeah. And it was like, this is just my, he just said, this is my little spot that I like to go to.
There was something for everybody. Oh, and it was just, it's just a completely different place out there. And then he's like, yeah, and here's all the homeless people. And every time there was a guy in a cardboard box, they're like, look, it's Future Joel. I'm like, yeah, you're not wrong. But yeah, we just ripped around there, and then we finished the day off, and it was, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget how we finished that day.
Oh, yeah. Dude. And the thing is, like, if you say some of this stuff just, like, to somebody, they'll be like, what?
No.
Like, we went to a restaurant, and we got bread bowls with clam chowder.
Wait, hold up. Before that, he takes us to a secret cove to look at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah, he
at
does.
Sunset.
He does.
Like, ooh. Dude, people are paying tons of money to, like, have experiences and see sights, and he's like, here's just this, like, beach that I know. It's, like, right off the side.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, that's the Golden Gate Bridge. That's the thing. So continue on with the dinner.
We go to this little hole-in-the-wall restaurant, and it's actually his second choice, because his first choice was, like, closed or something.
Yeah, I think it was closed because of COVID.
Yeah, classic. But then we went to his second choice, and they just get us this little bread bowl, and we have to eat outside.
Yeah.
And they serve us beers.
In bags.
In bags.
That's the important thing.
Because we're eating outside.
We're eating outside San Fran. And it's like, this is legit. Like, it's like, here's your Corona in a bag. And nobody's throwing IDs. Like, it's just like, here you go. And sit on the curb. And it was cold, dude. That air was really chilly off the water.
But it was so beautiful.
It was great. And you're just, like, watching the city go by at night.
Yeah. And that's not like a tourist sort of experience. This is, like, we know a guy who lives here, and he set us up to have the coolest experience we could.
It's incredible. You know, it's you can't pay money for that. Like, it's just somebody out of the goodness of their heart thought, I want to take the time. And that's what almost everybody did on that trip, was like, I'm going to take my own personal time to give you this experience, you know? And that was just incredible. So Gabe was very happy. Gabe was...
Oh, yeah. As he should have been.
Gabe was awestruck.
That's like a core memory for me, dude.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful day.
That was really good. Yeah, and then we slept the night, and then we got on the road that morning. Like, we were just touching. I can't believe we crammed so much during a week. That week felt like 2 weeks.
And then we went to Haley's house.
No, no.
Did we not? Was there something in between?
I think we stopped and saw David in San Jose.
First. Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah,
that was pretty uneventful. Though.
That was pretty uneventful. I just had a buddy, and we were like, "Hey, we're gonna hang out and see you." And yeah, he was like,
"We went to a food truck."
Yeah, it was a food truck in San Jose. I peed in a crack in the wall at San Jose.
And then we went to Haley's house. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. So there was this young lady that I was sweet on, and
yeah,
I was like, "Hey, can we come and hang out and stay with you?" And she was like, "Sure, I've got this like place up in the hills."
Yeah,
up in the hills of LA.
I was thinking it was gonna be like, you know, we're staying with her family.
So what did we pull up to, Trent?
We pulled up to a sorority house.
So we're at just like in the hills of LA. Like this is like hills, man. Like, dude, I couldn't plan this if I wanted to. And it's got a pool. Like people are just walking in and out. And I just like walked up and I was like, I guess this is it. And I was like, does Haley live here? And so we had a nice time there. And that's all.
Yeah,
and she took us to the beach.
She took us to the beach. And she did. That was actually a lot of fun.
It was a lot
like
of fun.
Like we went on the scooters. I've never been on the scooters, you know. My family's pretty stingy.
Yeah.
We avoid spending money on stuff like scooters.
And that was like the best beach experience too.
Oh yeah.
Like going to San Clemente, such a nice California beach, you know, compared to probably a lot of other beaches you could go to.
It was beautiful. That was like the quintessential vacation feeling of like, I'm just here, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah. We're just getting
the
pizza.
Sun's out.
We're going to the beach. Like there's no priority to be anywhere or do anything. And it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. She also took us to like this art exhibit light show thing at the mall.
Yeah, that was trippy.
We drove through Beverly Hills and listened to
Beverly Hills
like
by
you do.
Weezer.
By Weezer. Woo.
No. There were some very sweet moments out there.
Yeah.
And I'll treasure them for the rest of my life.
Yep. Some very sweet moments.
Dude, I do have to say, it's like, you know, you haven't lived until you've slow danced on top of a roof overlooking LA.
Yeah. Okay. So they definitely had a thing going. It was very obvious. And, you know, Gabe and I were just trying to be the best homies we could and just gave them so much space. And it was like the quintessential experience of like, yeah, I'm being a bro and I'm here with my bro. And it's like, man, like I was in a serious relationship at the time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, you know, I'm just so single. But it was like, yeah, we're kind of just letting this dude have his special moment.
Yeah. And you guys did the third wheeling thing. And, you know, it was a good time.
It was beautiful.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yep.
And
that was
happiness.
And then
we had to leave.
Yep. No. Late that night.
Oh gosh.
Gabe and I were in our room and we hear something. We hear a little smooch. They kissed each other and said goodnight right outside our door. And Joel, the reason he was reeling was because he was fresh out of another relationship.
Oh,
I'm going to call you out, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a serious talking to with you. You were like, this is not good.
Yeah. No, dude. Well, man, I got to tell you, dude, that year, that was not a good year.
No.
Things were unraveling at the seams constantly. And so I'm out here. I'm basically a mid-functioning alcoholic on this crazy trip to find myself. And it was wild. And I remember Gabe was in his like Melanzana hoodie and he was just like had it closed up and he was rocking after I got into the room. But yeah, dude, as like sweet as some of those experiences, and I've had these conversations, but as sweet as some of those experiences where I was being a dick in a lot of ways. Like I was definitely like, I'm here for myself. I'm here to find myself. I'm here for some weird spiritual reason that I can't put a finger on. And it was a good trip and it worked out. But I think a lot of the cracks in my life were starting to unravel, you know, and yeah, after that trip, things in my life went downhill for like the next year.
Yeah.
For the rest of that year, things went further and further downhill.
But, you know, all things considered, we still had a great time. And it wasn't like it was a noticeable, like, oh, Joel's being a dick.
No,
it's like, you know, we were still having a great time.
I was good and subtle about destroying my life.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, a lot of those conversations that we had in the car rides were so helpful and so good to just talk with guys, cry with guys, you know, cry with your homies while you're driving.
Dude.
Just sharing your souls with each other.
We were doing the 36 questions to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You know, we already.
It's better than doing it with a woman.
Yeah, dude. we were having the time of our lives, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like we were having the deep conversations. Joel was crying in the car, and I was worried for my life,
dude.
Because he was driving.
Dude, I cried so much on that trip. I used to cry a lot. I don't really cry anymore, but I used to cry a lot. And it was like, oh man, it was so gnarly. And but yeah, man, it was a great trip. And then we had the hell ride home where it was like, okay, we've spent the last 6 days driving to California. Now we're going to spend the next 24 hours getting home.
And
nonstop.
We did. We just powered through.
We powered through, and I did a big chunk of it. You did a big chunk of it.
And I also did the legendary move of whenever I wasn't driving, I was sleeping.
You were drinking.
No.
Oh man,
that wasn't me. I was a good boy.
No, dude. I remember. Did you take the Utah side of that trip? Were you?
Yeah, I think so. And you guys, I don't think when we got to California, I think you guys were like, "You're not built for California. Stop driving."
No, Trent was not built for California. You were like, "Oh man," when Trent would get behind the wheel, it was like this, like white knuckled and just. Terrified constantly, just like didn't know what was gonna happen next, and it was like, yep, you're done.
they don't like my California driver.
No.
And Californians don't like my California.
Californians don't even like California.
If a California driver ends up behind me, like I'm worried for my life. I'm worried,
man.
They're gonna pull out the Glock and that'll be
man.
The end.
I tell you. So yeah, man, that was
the
majority
trip.
Of the trip.
Yeah. I hope you liked the stories.
I learned zero about myself during that trip.
That's not true.
I felt better.
Yeah. Dude, it was a legendary experience.
I felt better. I made a career move after that.
Oh yeah. What'd you do after the trip?
I went and I worked at camp for like 3
months.
Oh
yeah, I remember that.
And I was trying to decide if I should do that,
man.
Or do something else.
You were still a mess at camp.
Oh, dude, I was a huge mess.
I remember I was having a horrible time, and I came up and visited Joel.
You were like, Joel's going to make me feel better. Yeah, Joel's going to make you feel better because you're not Joel.
at least I'm not Joel. That's something I can thank God for,
dude,
every single day.
I was a wreck. Oh, man, that's a whole other.
Yeah. Next week on the podcast, let's talk about
that's going to be like in 3
Joel
years.
Joel was a mess.
That's going to be like in 3 years I'll talk about that. Give myself some space. But no, man, it was a good trip though, and I feel like all of us got something out of it, and we kind of all understood that, hey, you know, life is great when you can like have community with people and rely on people to do stuff.
Yeah.
For you.
But it was kind of the thing that got me started thinking about this podcast is like, let's go find new things.
Yeah.
Let's go on adventures. And now we just watched the Barbie movie.
And you know, I'm happy we did that because like I said, it's hard for me to picture myself doing the same thing. Doing the same thing the same way again.
You know, girls on dating websites, they're always like, I want a guy who travels. It's like, great. I ain't got the PTO for that.
No, man. It was a good trip, and I wouldn't mind trying to do something like it again, but...
Today?
No.
Let's go.
No.
Come on. Uh-huh. Be spontaneous.
No.
Let's leave right now.
I gotta take care of horses this week.
What?
Yeah, they're gonna die without me, so I gotta...
Dang it.
I gotta feed baby cows.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
You could do it for your next experience.
Oh, there we go.
Feeding baby cows with Joel.
That could be your next podcast episode.
Don't you love when people do that? They're
we're just calling out all of our listeners right now.
You'll love doing that. That'll be on your podcast.
All right.
But yeah, that was our California dirtbag vagabond trip.
If you liked this story, come find me in person. Give me $20 and then a little kiss on the cheek. That way I'll know.
And you don't have to do that with me.
You can give me Joel's $20.
Give me the kiss. You can give Trent $20. So.
Okay.
But yes, sir. That was the episode.
Yep.
I hope you liked it.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Steven, close it out.
Boop, 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 boop.